The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we jump in, make sure you leave us a rating and review. I always love hearing your feedback, so I look forward to hearing from you. So this is an episode that I was struggling to figure out if I wanted to make because it's about some data that I'm not too happy about, but something that we need to know. And so we're going to talk today about some data regarding Black home ownership. And the report that I'm going to go through is from the National Association of Realtors and uses some census data. So again, not something I'm super happy and excited to talk about, but I do want to share the information to encourage you and motivate you to start getting ready to buy a property. Before we get into that, if you have not signed up for my Keys to Home Ownership 5-day challenge, it's coming up very, very soon. If you are someone who is interested and ready to work towards preparing to buy a property in 2024, you definitely want to make sure that you sign up for this challenge. All the information and the link is in the description, and I hope to see you inside the challenge. All right, so let's jump into this. As I mentioned, this is not the most exciting data, but it is important for us to understand the reality of where things are. So first, we're going to talk about the home ownership trends by race from 2011 to 2021. So we're going to go through it by race. So for white Americans, the home ownership rate in 2011 was 69.8%, and in 2021, it was 72.7%. So increased a few percentage points. For Asian Americans, it was 57.9% was the home ownership rate in 2011, and in 2021, 62.8%. For Hispanic Americans, 46.5% was the home ownership rate in 2011. And in 2021, it was 50.6%. For Black Americans, it was 43.6% in 2011 and 44% in 2021. Now, obviously, Black Americans are already at the bottom. What's crazy to me is the fact that Black home ownership increased by only 0.4%. So not even 1%. Every other community had at least a few percentage points of improvement over that 10-year period. And for us, it was only 0.4%. I'm not okay with that. And I don't believe you should be okay with that either. Now, here's what I believe. If you bought one property, everybody listening here, if you bought one property, it will make a difference. If you already own a property and you decide to buy a second property, that will make a difference. If everybody you know bought a property, that will make a difference. And so I'm not sharing this to be like a doom and gloom kind of person or something like that. I am sharing this to motivate, encourage, and inspire you to work towards buying a property if you don't already have one, or buying at least one more if you do have one. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your credit score is. You can buy a property. You can work towards putting yourself in a position to buy a property. If you bought one property, did nothing else, whether it was an investment property or a property that you live in, and you just paid it off over time, and that's all you did, your family, your loved ones have a leg up in the next generation. Why? Because the home is left to them. They can either sell it and use the funds towards other assets. They can live in it. They can rent it out. Whatever the case is, there's multiple ways they can leverage that home. And so my goal for everyone is to at least have one. You got to at least work towards one. And as you can see, based on these statistics, it's very important for us to reverse this. And I believe we can turn this statistic around if we all do a little bit, all right? So up next, we're gonna talk about the home ownership rates for Black Americans by state. Now, there are 50 states. I'm not gonna go through all the states, but I'm gonna go through the states where I have the greatest number of listeners. So it's a good chance if you're listening, your state will be called out. And if it's not, you can always go to the National Association of Realtors and check out this report and check out the stats for your particular state. So I'm going to go through some of the top states in terms of where you all are from. And then we're going to go to the highest state, the highest percentage of Black home ownership, and the lowest as well. So in California, the Black home ownership rate is 36%. In Georgia, that rate is 51%. In New York, Black home ownership rate is 34%. Texas, 41%, Pennsylvania, 45%, Illinois, 41%. And then the state with the highest percentage of Black home ownership is South Carolina with 55%. The lowest is Maine with 28%. I don't even know how many Black people are in Maine. If you're in Maine, shout out to you. But Maine is 28%. So obviously these numbers aren't great. And in the report, there are other pages that show the percentages for Asian Americans, for Hispanic Americans, and white Americans. And for the majority of the states, we are at the bottom in terms of percentage of home ownership. What's going on, y'all? So there are so many real estate opportunities out there right now in 2024, and I do not want you to miss out. You might be someone who feels like you have low credit, you don't have enough money. You might even feel that interest rates are too high or that homes are just too expensive. And I get it. I understand how you feel, but here's what I'll say. The great thing is that you can still invest in real estate despite these issues. I don't want you to get left behind. Like I said, there's a lot of opportunities out there, and it's important for you to get ready so that when your time comes, you could take action. When I started investing in real estate, I didn't have a lot of money. At the time, I was living in a 300 square foot apartment in Inglewood, California, and I still managed to buy that first property. All you need is the right information and a plan. So I'd love to spend 5 days with you virtually in my Keys to Home Ownership Challenge. In this challenge, you'll learn how to build a strong foundation for your success in real estate. You'll learn how to fund properties. You'll learn how to find properties. You'll also learn how to evaluate cash flowing deals properly to make sure that you are making money. And we'll also talk about programs and grants for home buyers in your specific location. So I want to see you there. And like I said, I don't want to leave anyone behind. I want you to take advantage of the opportunities that are here and the opportunities that are coming. So if you want to join, go to the link in the description of this episode and get your ticket today. And so, you know, this is something that needs to turn around, and I believe it can if we all do a little bit. All right. The next thing we'll look at are racial inequities in housing affordability. So specifically, the data I'm going to talk through next is the percentage of Black homeowners who are spending more than 30% of their income on their mortgage. Now, you are likely aware that the recommended percentage of your gross income that we are encouraged to not exceed is 30% of our income. So if your gross income is $10,000 a month, it's recommended that you don't exceed $3,000 a month for your housing expense, rent or mortgage. Obviously, depending on where you live, depending on how much you make, it's not always that easy to do, but that is the recommendation so that it allows for you to be able to accomplish other financial goals, pay off debt, save, invest, things like that. So we're going to look at these inequities across the states where most of you are. And I'm actually going to, the way this data is laid out is I'm able to look at each race side by side. So I'll be able to give a comparison to the other groups here. So for California, the percentage of Black homeowners who spend more than 30% of their income on housing is 40%. For white homeowners, it is 30%. For Asian, it is 28.9%. For Hispanic, it's 32.7%. So we lead in terms of the percentage of people in our community in California who are spending more than 30% of their income on housing. Next up, we'll do Georgia. So in Georgia, this is interesting. So the percentage of Black Americans spending more than 30% of their income on housing, specifically homeowners. In Georgia, it is 26.2%. For white homeowners, it is 17.4%. For Asian Americans, it is 24.6%. And for Hispanic Americans, it is 24.8%. So it's very interesting. The numbers are pretty close between Black, Asian, and Hispanic, which is kind of interesting. I wonder what's behind that. And then New York, we'll do New York next. So New York, the percentage of Black homeowners spending more than 30% of their income on housing is 37.6% for Black homeowners. For white homeowners, it is 24.4%. For Asian homeowners, it is 36.2%. And Hispanic, 35.7%. So again, this is interesting. The numbers are fairly close between Black Americans, Asian Americans, and Hispanic Americans. I'm wondering how much of that is just due to the cost of living in certain parts of those states. But again, this is statewide. So, you know, it's not really getting down to like New York City versus Albany, things like that. So I'm curious to know more about that data, but that's the information we have available. And Texas, we'll do Texas next. So Texas, the percentage of Black Americans spending more than 30% of their income on their mortgage is about 30%. For white Americans, it is 20.4%. Asian Americans, 21.2%. Hispanic Americans, 24.5%. Interesting as well. So we have two more states left, and then I'll wrap us up here and give some closing thoughts. And so Pennsylvania, the percentage of Black homeowners spending more than 30% of their income on their mortgage is 31%. For white homeowners, it's 18%. Asian, 19.3%. And Hispanic, 38.1%. So this is actually, that was incorrect. I think I was reading Rhode Island. Sorry. So for Black Americans, 31%. White Americans, 18%. Asian, 19.6%. And then Pennsylvania, 25.9%. So that's interesting. It's interesting in Pennsylvania, the percentage for white Americans and Asian Americans is pretty close. And Black Americans, unfortunately, were leading, but not too much higher than Hispanic Americans. That's interesting. All right. And then Illinois is the last state that we'll do. So Illinois, 30.7% of Black Americans are spending more than 30% of their income on housing, specifically homeowners. Again, it is about 20% for white homeowners, about 25% for Asian American homeowners, and then about 30% for Hispanic Americans. So a couple things to keep in mind. When you're getting qualified for a mortgage, it's really up to you to determine what's affordable based on what you are approved for. So the lender is not necessarily going to approve you for a particular amount based on the percentage of your income per se. It's very possible to buy too much house, more than you actually can afford, but that you got approved for, if that makes sense. And so for most people, for most of you listening, you should not be buying at the top of the budget of what you are approved for. So let's say, for example, you are approved for $500,000, right? You need to take it upon yourself to break down that monthly payment and ensure that it's not too much of your take-home pay, right? So you need to make sure you're calculating the mortgage, the interest, the taxes, the insurance, and making sure that payment is what you can actually afford. Because you can buy a house that you can't really afford, that's really straining your finances. It's very easy to do that. And so I want you to be very mindful of that. And don't just look at the dollar amount, look at what the payment is going to be. And if it's something that you can actually afford. And this goes to if you're buying an investment property, this goes to if you are buying a home for you to just live in, the mortgage should be something that you can afford pretty easily. Because anything can happen and you do not want to over leverage yourself. It's very easy to do that. Trust me. It is. You know, you don't want to be what they call house rich and cash poor. You got a beautiful house, but you can barely afford the mortgage. You do not want to be in that position. All right. And again, I shared this article as an encouragement, not to be negative, not to discourage you. I wanted to actually encourage you, motivate you, and hopefully help you to understand how important home ownership is, especially in the Black community. Our numbers don't look good, but they can get better. They can improve if we take action, if we learn how to invest, if we tune into content like this and just take a step further every day. Okay, so let me know what you think. I'm going to do a part two to this. There's another half of the data that I want to go through, which I thought was very interesting. So we'll go through that part of the data and we'll talk about it some more. But thank you all so much for listening. Also, make sure that you leave a rating and review. I would love to hear your feedback. And again, you have the power to change this statistic for you and your family. It takes one house to change your life, and I'm confident that you can get it done, and I would love to help you. All right, thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.